Chapter 2 Virgin Territory. While Cathrael was busy staring at the new addition hanging above the apex of her thighs, Favian managed to rouse himself enough to pull away from Ithric. With movements that were more than a little uncoordinated, he cleaned himself up using a wet rag plucked from the pile lying conveniently on the same table as the oil. Vesh moved to the bed as Favian approached the divan and half-collapsed at Cath's feet, leaning a shoulder against the edge of the padded seat. Cathrael finally managed to drag her fascinated gaze away from her own body when Favian rested his chin on her knee, eyeing her new cock with interest. She smiled at him, reaching out to cup his cheek. "Did you enjoy yourself?" she asked, only to shiver with pleasure as Favian nodded, reaching between her legs to run a feather-light touch along sensitive, unfamiliar flesh. "It was intense," he decided, glancing up at her after a moment's pause. "I'm glad I got to experience it. But overall, I think I'm more suited to being the victim of buggery rather than the perpetrator." His lips twitched, covering a grin. "In other news, I cannot adequately express how confused my newly reawakened cock is right now, seeing you like this." Cathrael stifled her laugh, not wishing to offend him. Vesh, however, didn't make any attempt to hold back his expression of amusement. Meanwhile, he'd taken advantage of their interplay to cross to the bed and pour more oil over Ithric's entrance, as the bound man lay panting and spent within the rope's embrace. "Well, Cath," Vesh said, thrusting several fingers inside Ithric to spread the oil. Ithric hissed and tried without success to twist away, his flesh doubtless oversensitive so soon after coming around Favian's cock. "You've got until I make Ithric spill again to get that new prick of yours hard. Priest boy, why don't you help her with that? Mind you, she'd just climaxed a couple of minutes ago. So you might have to get creative." Favian shot Cath an amused look. "Was he this bossy when he was alive?" he asked. "Or is that a ghost thing?" "Not a ghost thing," she told him with a laugh. "He was always like this. Though it's possible that having complete control over his own dream world is going to his head a bit. Maybe next time we should all gang up on him." Ithric made a muffled noise of agreement into the gag. It tailed off into a gasp as Vesh flexed his wrist, and Cathrael knew Vesh must be attacking the sensitive bundle of nerves inside him that was enough to make many men lose control, given concentrated attention. "You threaten me as though you think I wouldn't enjoy playing the helpless conquest, Cath," Vesh teased, shooting her an impish look. "I swear, sometimes it's like you don't even know me at all." His wrist flexed again, and Ithric arched with a stifled cry, his spent cock twitching against his stomach. Cathrael felt an answering twitch between her legs and looked down in surprise. Favian raised an eyebrow at her. "Something down there suddenly have a mind of its own? Good. Now you know how I feel right now," he quipped. "Here, lie back and spread your legs. I want to play with your cock and still be able to enjoy the show on the bed." He arranged Cathrael so she was sprawled with her head leaning against the divan's armrest, one leg stretched along the length of the seat and the other one hanging off the edge, her foot resting flat on the floor. That gave him enough space to settle in between her legs, holding his weight on an elbow. Cathrael's eyelids lowered to half-mast as a deft touch massaged the delicate skin of her new balls, waking every nerve along the way. She hummed approval, the noise nearly a purr. Across from them, Vash finally stopped torturing Ithric with his fingers, but only long enough to slick up his cock and position himself at the lion shifter's entrance. He pushed inside in a single, unforgiving thrust, holding Ithric's hips steady as the lion shifter's muscles rippled and flexed, straining against the ropes. Ithric was panting rapidly through his nose, his golden skin shining with sweat all over. The gag did little to mute the growl rumbling through his chest as Vesh pulled back and slid deep again.
"Easy there, pussycat," Vesh said. "I told you before we started that you'd be coming 3 times tonight. Once for each of us. You've still got 2 to go, so that means there's going to be a lot more fucking in your immediate future."
He changed the angle of his hips on the next thrust, and Ithric's growl trailed into a low whine. Vesh rolled his pelvis in a steady rhythm, Ithric's body quaking visibly every time the tip of Vesh's cock rubbed over the sensitive place inside him. Fabian continued to explore the changes to Cathrael's body, splitting his attention between her and the pair fucking on the bed. She could feel an unfamiliar sense of pressure growing between her legs, warmth spreading outward from Fabian's touch. Every now and then, her new prick would twitch, stiffening partway for a second or two as her body recovered from its lassitude after her earlier release.
"Well now, lion boy," Vesh said, sounding smug. "Look at you. Getting hard for me already. It seems that having your ass plowed agrees with you after all. Honestly, we should have done this ages ago."
He gave a sharper thrust, driving a grunt from his captive. Fabian's hand closed around Cathrael's half-hard cock, and her thigh muscles quivered in response to the sensation. It hovered deliciously on the cusp between "gods, yes," and "too much," making her sympathize with Ithric's current predicament.
"You realize you're going to be covered in spend by the end of this,"
Vesh observed to his captive.
"I bet I can make you come this time without touching your prick, too."
Ithric growled in challenge again, still testing the ropes, his muscles bulging and straining. Vesh picked up the pace until it was just shy of brutal, driving into Ithric's body for long minutes before returning to slow, sensual rolls of his hips. Ithric gasped for air, his chest rising and falling rapidly, the breath punched out of him by the punishing fuck. His body had gone rigid under Vesh's sustained assault, but now he sagged, arms and legs trembling. As Vesh had observed, Ithric's cock was once more hard and leaking against his belly. Cathrael couldn't seem to look away from it. A moment later, wet heat enclosed the head of her new prick, and her attention jerked back to Fabian. He gazed up the length of her body as he wrapped his lips around her flesh and gave it a sensuous lick. Her mouth fell open in a surprised, "oh," and his blue eyes sparkled with mischief. "Fabian," she murmured, the word sounding faint and needy. Another slow lick, and Fabian pulled away with a pop, still holding her eyes with a roguish glint in his blue gaze. "Never thought you'd benefit directly when you first taught me how to do this, did you?" he teased. She laughed, the sound emerging dazed. "Not like this, I didn't. Wow." He smiled, fond and amused, before dedicating himself once more to his task. Cathrael's eyes fluttered closed, new sensations flooding her body. The first time she'd straddled Ithric's mouth, not long after they'd become lovers, had been a revelation. In some ways, What Favian was doing to her now felt similar. But in others, it was completely different. The sense of taking, of penetrating another person's body with yours, was something she'd never experienced before this night. It was powerful, and it made her start to think about what it would be like to press her cock inside Ithric's hard-used passage. She swallowed a moan at the idea, her flesh stiffening further as Favian gave a slow suck along her length.
"Gods!"
she moaned. Her hand crept up to rest on the back of his head, fingers tangling in the golden strands of his hair. Favian hummed approval as she tightened her grip and urged him to take her deeper. The bed started to creak as Vesh picked up the pace again, Ithric groaning under the renewed assault.
"Pity about the blindfold, lion boy,"
Vesh said, snapping his hips in a brisk rhythm.
"You're missing quite a sight. Favian's sucking the cock I gave Cathriel. In fact, he's really going to town on her."
He paused for a moment, considering.
Maybe I shouldn't have made it quite so big, though. Our poor little priest looks like he's about to choke himself on it. Goodness, it must be halfway down his throat right now.
That might have been an exaggeration, but it was apparently too much for Ithric. He arched against the bonds and came with a gasp, spilling a fresh round of release over his belly just as Vesh had promised he would. Vesh fucked him through it, running fingertips over Ithric's quivering stomach muscles to spread the mess.
"Very nice," he said approvingly. "One more round to go now. Don't worry. I'm confident you've got it in you. And if nothing else, you've certainly got it on you."
Cathriel felt a low surge of need hit her, startling in its intensity, as Vesh pulled out of Ithric's body and started fisting his own cock with rapid strokes. Her need swelled even higher when the thick ropes of Vesh's release slapped across Ithric's torso, mixing with the spend already coating him. Ithric sagged in the ropes, breathing hard. Favian pulled away from his spirited attempt to swallow Cathriel's prick whole, perhaps sensing that she was close to the edge. Vesh, meanwhile, made a noise of heartfelt satisfaction as he sagged in place for a few moments, before slithering down to sit on the floor with his back resting against the edge of the bed.
"Pretty sure he's ready for you now, Cath," he said breathlessly. "I'm guessing you plan on being nicer to him than Favian and I were. But if he truly needs to stop for whatever reason, he's supposed to shake his head back and forth a few times to let us know."
He craned his neck to look at Ithric, not getting up.
"Still conscious there, lion boy? Ready for round three?"
As answers went, the low moan from the bed was a bit ambiguous. Favian chuckled and nipped the inside of Cathriel's thigh. He slid out from between her legs and nudged her upright, claiming her spot on the divan once she'd vacated it.
"Go on," he said, "before the lazy sod really does pass out on you. Damned lions, always falling asleep when there's still work to be done."
Cath let out a breath of amusement and stretched down to kiss him, tasting herself on his lips. Without his mouth on her prick, the feeling of teetering on the edge was gradually receding to an insistent throb of want. She straightened from the gentle brush of lips and moved to the bed. After crouching to give Vesh a slow kiss as well, she circled around to stand even with Ithric's shoulder.
"Poor Ithric," she commiserated. "These two really have made a mess of you, haven't they?"
Another low groan was her only answer. She stroked his cheek, and he pressed into the contact like the overgrown feline he sometimes was. Cathrielle let her fingers hook the edge of the gag, easing it out of his mouth and sliding it down to hang loose around his neck. He licked his lips and swallowed, still seeming too wrung out to muster any barbs from his usual arsenal of smart remarks. Reaching for a cup sitting next to the bed, she lifted Ithric's head and raised the rim to touch his lips. He drank a few swallows before turning away to indicate he was done, and she eased him back to lie on the pillow. Then she kissed him, licking into his mouth to chase the sharp taste of the wine. His tongue duelled with hers, though his technique lacked its normal authority.
"Let me see you, Kath," he rasped, once she'd let him up for air.
Cathrielle smiled and pushed the soft folds of the blindfold away, tossing it to the side. He blinked several times in the low light, his hazel eyes dazed. When he was finally able to focus on his surroundings, he rolled his head up so he could give her body a slow sweep. His eyebrows rose when his gaze landed between her legs.
"The ghost boy wasn't kidding," he said, still in that rough-edged voice. "Are you going to fuck me with that hard cock, little cat?"
She brushed sweat-dampened tendrils of russet hair away from his temple.
"Do you want me to?"
"I want you in every possible way, my beautiful, scarred lioness," he said earnestly. "Whether it's my mouth on you, or my seed planting another baby in your womb, or your dream prick splitting me in two until I break and shatter into pieces, I want you."
Cathrielle's breath caught as the familiar sensation of something too large and warm to fit inside her chest nearly choked her. A suspicious burning sensation prickled at the backs of her eyes.
"Then I'll shatter you," she managed.
"And afterward, the three of us will gather your shards and hold them together for you until you're mended. Just like you and the others have always done for me."
A gleam of lion gold kindled in the depths of Ithric's eyes as he lay spent and quiet in the rope's embrace, waiting for her to take him apart as she'd promised. Her cock hung heavy and aching between her legs, but she ignored it, in favor of running her hands possessively over Ithric's body. His small brown nipples hardened to taut points beneath her touch, so she teased them until he trembled. The mess of spend was still cooling on his stomach. She held his gaze as she swiped up a dab with her finger and tasted it. His eyes darkened in the firelight, the pupils blowing wide. They darkened even further when she gathered more, pressing a finger covered with his and Vesh's mingled seed between his lips. He raised an eyebrow at her challenge, but lapped it clean meekly enough. There was still oil left in the vial. She slicked up her stiff prick, biting her lip at the sharp jolt of pleasure. Then she drizzled a generous measure over Ithric's cock and balls. He'd softened part way after coming for Vesh, and if he'd been oversensitive before, she could only imagine what state he was in now. Of course, once Kath set the oil aside and ran a proprietary hand over his assets, she didn't have to imagine what state he was in. His whole body shuddered beneath her fingers, the sight and feel of him bound beneath her, unable to escape her touch even though it was clearly too much, was heady. He had no choice but to take whatever she gave him. And as long as he didn't use the signal to stop what was happening, she could push him as hard as she liked. She could do anything she wanted to him. She kneaded and massaged his vulnerable balls, circled her fingers around his half-hard cock, and milked it with firm strokes. slid fingers into his stretched hole, pressing deep and crooking her fingertips inside him. He panted silently, his muscles quivering, and took it all. Cathriel exercised ownership over her lover's body, pushing and pushing until he eventually hardened again despite his exhaustion. Her own need had become a sort of physical background noise, a tingling at the base of her spine and a feeling of warm heaviness in search of a home between her thighs.
"He's ready for you, Kath," Vesh said quietly.
He turned around so he could rest his arms on the edge of the mattress to watch, his chin planted on his hands.
"Take him now."
At that, what had been background noise surged into fresh urgency. Cathriel glanced around, coming back to her surroundings. Davian was still on the divan, but he was fisting his prick slowly as he watched the show. Vesh smiled up at her, sweet and forthright. Ithric was beyond words, but his cock lay stiff and heavy in her grip.
"All right," she said dazedly, suddenly unable to focus on anything other than her body's need to be buried inside the man beneath her.
Ithric shifted restlessly, letting out a soft moan as her touch fell away from him. She quickly cleaned her hands with one of the rags from the table next to her before crawling onto the bed fully. The new position, cradled between Ithric's bound thighs, felt a bit backwards, unfamiliar, since she was usually the one with her legs spread. Still, she positioned herself, grasping the base of her cock to aim it toward his entrance. The feeling of the tip brushing his hot flesh sent pleasure skittering up her spine. That sensation grew in intensity as she carefully pressed the head inside, pushing past the slight constriction that had already been breached many times tonight.
"Oh, gods!"
Ithric groaned hoarsely as she sank into tight, silken heat.
"Cathriel!"
His entire body surrendered beneath her slow assault, his head lolling back to expose the vulnerable line of his neck. Kath's heart surged with something primal and raw. The other two had managed to get the powerful lion on his back, but he'd only bared his throat to her. A low noise escaped her lips. She ran a hand up his chest, spanning the tempting arch of his neck with her fingers and thumb. The discarded gag still hung there, along with a couple of snug loops of rope that Vesh had added for dramatic effect. Ithric's Adam's apple bobbed beneath her palm, and she could feel the unsteady rasp of his breath. Cathriel's body knew what to do, even if she'd never had a cock before tonight. Each slow thrust of her hips felt better than the one before, urging her to fuck into Ithric faster, harder, deeper. Ithric gave himself over to her, unable to do otherwise. But still, she wanted more. She'd promised to take him apart after all. Vesh had done so without putting a hand on the lion shifter's cock, but Kath would do it by giving him everything at once.
"Vesh,"
she panted, sliding her hand down to rest over Ithric's thudding heart.
"Favian, kiss him. Take turns. Don't give him any quarter."
The two men silently moved to obey her, arranging themselves on either side of the bed. Favian went first, grasping Ithric's chin to hold him in place and plundering his mouth with unaccustomed ruthlessness. When Favian was out of breath, Vesh took over without giving Ithric a chance to recover. Cathriel tried to focus past the rising tide of her lust, altering the angle of her thrusts until Ithric jolted beneath her, groaning low and filthy into Vesh's mouth. There. She rolled her hips over and over, hitting that same spot again and again as her pulse pounded out a staccato rhythm. With her weight braced on one hand, she moved the other to once more take possession of Ithric's cock and balls. His flesh was still slick with oil, and her fingers slid over him decadently. His entire body shook as the three of them overwhelmed his senses. Cathriel felt like her entire awareness was shrinking down to the hot clench of his body around her prick, everything else fading to insignificance as pressure gathered inside her, ready to explode. Ithric's shaking resolved into a series of hitching jerks as he succumbed to a third climax, his body trying to spend seed that wasn't there as his cock pulsed in her hand. His passage clenched around Cathriel's flesh hard, and all of that tension coiled inside her flooded outward in a violent wave. She keened as her balls drew up, spurting hot cum deep inside Ithric's body to mix with Favian's release from earlier. Her entire being sang with euphoria, tingles dancing up and down her spine as pulsing waves of pleasure shot through her prick. Ithric gave a final shudder beneath her and went utterly limp. Favian, who'd been plundering his mouth as he came, straightened rather abruptly.
"Vesh," he said slowly, "please tell me we didn't just accidentally kill Ithric with sex."
Cathriel, who had half-collapsed against the lion shifter and could feel the strong thump of his heart beating, let out a dazed, breathy laugh. Vesh snorted and moved to support Cathriel as she carefully disengaged and collapsed into a sitting position at the foot of the bed.
"No one's dying on my watch," he reassured them. "Although I absolutely insist that one of you ask him in the morning if his arse is sore in the waking world, and report back to me tomorrow night."
"Smug-faced, ghostly asshole,"
Ithric slurred, still without stirring. Besh only smiled and snapped his fingers. The ropes, the mess coating Ithric's torso, and Cathriel's cock all disappeared in the blink of an eye. The bed suddenly seemed much wider than it had a moment ago, too. Big enough now for four, without anyone being in danger of falling off the edge. Cathriel felt drowsy, post-coital lassitude weighing her down, making her body feel too heavy to stay upright. She crawled inelegantly up the length of the mattress and collapsed next to Ithric, vaguely aware that Favian was lying down on his other side. Ithric's form blurred, reality twisting around him as he shifted. A moment later, the lion's heavy foreleg draped across Cath's body, pinning her in place against him. A low, contented vibration in the animal's chest rumbled against her back. Vesh climbed into bed next to Cathriel, leaning his back against the headboard so he could look down at the three of them fondly. His fingers stroked through Cathriel's tangled mane of black hair, smoothing it away from her face.
"I'm so glad the three of you are here," he whispered.
Cathriel nuzzled against his hip.
"Me too."
"We wouldn't be here if not for you," Favian said quietly. "You saved Cathriel's life before we ever met her, and then you saved mine, when by all rights I should have died."
"True, on both counts," Cath added dreamily. "Even if you did almost kill Ithric with sex tonight."
"All part of the service."
Vesh shifted position, sliding down to lie prone, facing her.
"Besides, the overgrown tomcat enjoyed it well enough in the end."
The lion stretched and gave another low rumble behind her. Cathriel let herself slide into warm darkness, accompanied by the feeling of sleek fur at her back and Vesh's fingers stroking over her cheek. Idly, she wondered if it were possible to have dreams inside of dreams. If so, she was certain they would be happy ones. Finny. The Lion Mistress is part of the Eburosi Chronicles, which contains 3 series arcs. While loosely connected, they can each be read separately. The Horse Mistress series, the Lion Mistress series, the Dragon Mistress series. Connect with the author on Facebook at Caravel's Crew. This has been Taming Their Lion, written by R.A. Steffen, narrated by Gwendolyn Drewyor. Copyright 2019 by Other Love Publishing, LLC. Production copyright 2019 by Other Love Publishing, LLC.